It's erotic. It's your bedtime story, narrated by After Dark. Now, did you hear the new trailer? If you didn't, then back the bleep out and go listen, because it's sexy as shit, and I put my soul in it. Plus, it's like all of the introductions and all of that other stuff. So in tonight's episode, it's based on a real woman's fantasy. This short erotic story tells us to a sensational session at the movies. I wiggled back and forth in her seat, gazing up at the couple in front of me. The way their bodies were moving together, the way their skin seemed to melt together, their moans, their grasp, those linked hands, linked bodies. I couldn't take my eyes off of the scene unfolding in front of me. It had been far too long since I had a chance to experience this kind of lust. Since I'd split with my last ex nearly 6 months before and politely sworn off men for life, or at least until I can find one who could make me come again. I tried to convince myself that I wasn't craving sex, or anyone really, that I could strike out into this world all by myself, prove my success as an independent woman. That was what these weekly solo cinema trips had been in aid of, for dates of self-care and indulgence for me and me alone. But as I watched those bodies grinding enormously in front of me, I knew what I needed. Something. I slipped out of my seat and ducked down the stairs that led to the bathroom in the small retro cinema. This was where I attended every week. It had been open for decades and usually showed some pretty interesting movies. In this case, it was a classic. But about 40% of it was all flesh and the sound of a man letting out those long growls and deep moans. Ever since I heard them, I knew what I needed. I slipped out of that movie theater and went into the bathroom. I put my hands in my panties and relieved myself, make it so I could actually focus on the plot. Even though my own fingers were hardly the relief I really needed, they would need to do, since that's all I had access to. But something caught my attention from the corner of my eye. I whipped around, feeling as though I was caught or somebody busted in on me in the act of something. I realized what I was standing next to. It was the projector's booth. A small window with the flicker of the old-fashioned movie projector? That must have been what caught my eye. I was about to move on and continue what I had started in the bathroom when I saw something else that made me stop in my motherfucking tracks. The projection boy, really the projection man. A little older than me, dark hair, strong jawline, arms that were toned with a thick back. His eyes were fixed on the screen and I could see his hand moving just below my line of sight. My jaw dropped. Was he? Oh my gosh. It was just then that he looked up at me. Oh my, our eyes locked, and I knew that he had saw me too. He stopped what he was doing and moved over next to the door that the door was dividing us. My heart was racing. He had just the same reaction. Oh my God, he pulled the door open. He looked even better without the glass in between us. Let my eyes travel down his body. I could see the bulge in his pants, and I felt the heat grow even more. Ooh! Can I help you? He asked. Ooh, I let my gaze land back on his face. Yeah, I replied. I actually think you can. And with that, I stepped over the threshold, pushed the door shut behind me, and pressed my body up against his. He didn't need any further invitation. At once, his hands were in my hair, and he kissed me for the first time. The foreplay had been the movie. We had already been watching that, and we were both ready to now clearly take this just a lot a bit further. We wasted absolutely no time. Already hard, he pushed up my dress and moved me over his hips. Ooh, reaching between my legs, he ripped off my underwear in one motion. I grabbed his hand and guided it to my wet pussy. Let him feel me. Feel how ready I was for this. He moved his mouth to my neck and he dipped his fingers inside of me, teasing me. And then, just like that, he whipped me around and I was leaning on the projection counter, able to see this gorgeous sex scene that had just gotten me into the state of play was out right in front of me. He grabbed a handful of my ass, squeezing his fingers into my flesh, and he let out a moan that drove me crazy. That plus the vibration of the speakers. I heard the rip of a condom and then the pressure of his length sliding inside of me. I grasped the sounds coming from the screen in front of us, but this sensation, his hips moving inside of me, taking me hard, not holding back, just like the man on the screen in front of us. Seeing that reflection, oh my, it made it so much sexier in that moment. I began to move back up against him too. Shit, rolling my hips towards him and taking him in deeper. I didn't even know what his name was. Fuck, was it Johnny? Was it Jim? Was it James? It struck me suddenly. And you know what? I didn't care. Not one bit. Not right now. We didn't need names. We needed passion, feeling. We needed to play these roles for each other. I could feel myself arching closer to the release I needed, oh, so badly. The mix of the actual sensation mixed with the visual stimulation. Oh, my God, it was more than I could take. I pressed my hands on the glass in front of me for leverage and watched the woman on the screen. I felt her last gasp. That clenching of the muscles, the ache, the burning need, and then the climactual release as I came at the exact same time that she did. Wow. Well, that was your eargasmic pleasure of the evening. Was that enough for you? If there was one thing that you could change, what would it be? How could you make this even hotter? After Doc would have the popcorn boy or the concession girl also join too. Enough about me. Let's talk about you. Do you know how motherfucking sexy you are? Well, now that you do, what are you going to do? You're going to like this podcast. In fact, you're going to love this podcast and leave a comment too. Make sure you share, Sexy Nation. We need to grow this crew. Again, I hope that you enjoyed this eargasmic escape. It's late night with the sexy wife. Now, back to the bedtime story. How many of you have ever had sex in a movie theater? I have. More than once. If you haven't had sex in a movie theater, then I'm pretty sure you've thought about having sex in a movie theater. Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody listening to this has even thought about it or actually done it. Did you stay in the seats and just like put a jacket over you? And was it a finger bang? Did you just sit on their lap and drape the jackets over your legs? Did you guys actually slip out and go to the bathroom? I know. It was in that long hallway. You know the hallway. Before you actually make your way into the seating area, there's that long hallway with the low lights. It's super dim. And if you go at the right time during the movie, you know for sure it's empty. And like you have like the little skirt on, so you don't even have to worry about unbuttoning anything. You can just slip it up. No panties are on. Yeah, that's where it happened at. Right there. It was after dark and it was night in the hallway of the movie theater. So you actually can relate to the story that you just heard. In the life of After Dark, I'll give you a glimpse. I have been taking so many bubble baths. Super, super hot baths, actually. Favorite thing to do is open the legs nice and wide and let that hot water just rush in to your coochie. That heat, oh my God. That mix with your fingers under the water. Oh, my goodness. With your clit. Oh, shaken or stirred. Okay, shaken or stirred. What we have is a pussy martini, ladies and gentlemen. A pussy martini. And that is your homework. Your homework is to take a hot bath, or you can take a shower if you're a shower person. Now, me, I'm a bath girl. I just am. However, I can also imagine this fantasy in the shower, especially if it's the shower where the shower head comes down so you can move it wherever you want it to go all over your body. The pressure of the water, the heat, and the steam moving on your nipples and your neck, on your back. Oh my goodness. These are the times when you are forced to take deep breaths. Yes, Lord. And then you are like, I am not getting out the shower without this shower head on this pussy in this clit. Yes, Lord. And you have to move that shower head. Oh, my God. So that is your homework. That is what you need to do. And you need to do that as you are listening to Orange Moon by Erykah Badu, who is soul mother. Yes, she is. That is your homework. Do what the fuck you want to do, preferably in a hot bathtub with them legs gapped open while that water is still running, gushing, rushing into your vagina with your legs, your knees bent. That feeling, and you put your hand on your clit, that feeling, yes, yes, please. What a shower head. Okay. So you have your homework. Yes, you do. This is After Dark, your erotic bedtime story. I hope that you have enjoyed the tuck in as I have truly enjoyed giving it to you. Like this, share this pleasure with your friends. Give them an eargasm too. They deserve to bask in pleasure divine. Until next time, peace, love, and pleasure, or shall we say, fucking, choking, and stroking.